The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Lily Defo
and Doreen Ampofu.
In the headlines, calm returns to Ashaiman as police arrest 11 protesters. President Mahama nominates 7 MMDCEs for Western Region. Supreme Court adjourns election 2012 petition hearing till tomorrow to allow petitioners study KPMG report on pink sheets. 4 prisoners hanged in Nigeria for armed robbery and murder. Taliban attack Afghan presidential palace. And in football, Ghana's black satellites bow out of ongoing under 20 tournament after losing to Spain. First, a summary with Doreen Ampofu.
11 people have been arrested following violent protests in Ashaiman yesterday. Ashaiman Divisional Police Commander Chief Superintendent David Eklu said calm has been restored to the area but cautioned residents to desist from such lawless action. Meanwhile, the Ashaiman MCE has appealed to the people to exercise restraint as funds are mobilized to complete the construction of the route. President Mahama has made new nominations for metropolitan, municipal and district chief executives, this time in the Western Region. This is contained in a statement from the Office of the President and signed by the Minister for Local Government and Rural Development, Akwesi Opong-Fusu. The Supreme Court has adjourned hearing of the 2012 election petition to tomorrow to allow petitioners study the KPMG's report on the pink sheets. This follows an application by lead counsel for the petitioners, Philip Addison, for 2 days to study their report. And militants have attacked the presidential palace and government buildings in the Afghan capital, Kabul. The incident comes days after President Hamid Karzai raised objections about U.S.-backed peace talks with the Taliban. Meanwhile, the Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
And now the news in detail. The police have cautioned protesters in Ashaiman that they will no more tolerate lawless action in the area. 11 people have been arrested following a violent protest over a poor road network. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Ashaiman Divisional Police Commander, Chief Superintendent David Eklu, that calm has been restored to Ashaiman and advised residents to go about their normal duties.
So far, calm has been restored. Traffic is flowing normally. There's no immediate threat to life and property. Acts of disturbances that we saw in especially died down, and life is back to normal as we used to have in Ashaiman before this.
Yes, but reports have it that the police were not swift in getting to the scene of the protesters, giving the protesters a full day for some hours. What was it the case?
It is not the case. What we are talking about is that they were expecting that when the police come, they should start shooting and harassing and beating people. But we have to use graduated levels of force. We shoot police presence there, we start dialoguing with them and telling them that they should not do anything that would disturb the peace. A lot of arrest by 7-8, they got a message and they withdrew. And then another group in, who were even not part of this group, they came in intentionally to come and force havoc. They started pelting stones at the police, all the vehicles were passing. Even at the Ashama Chobuf, they had to force the protest to abandon their duty post and open the place to allow cars to go with a paying toll.
Well, and then can you confirm that 11 people have been arrested?
Yeah, we have picked 11 people and we are actually working on them. The detectives are working on them. See what can be done next.
And then, are you aware that some of the drivers are saying they will continue the riots until their problems are solved?
I think that it would be in their interest to follow this line of action. What they did in the first place is unlawful. They embark on a demonstration illegally. And if they want to perpetrate that, then I think that they are intentionally trying to test our force and we will not take kindly to that. We have done a lot. We have been patient for about 3 or 4 hours and so we have to use the minimum force. But if they want to do that, I don't think that it will be prudent. I will caution them, actually their leaders, to talk to them and tell them that we will not leave this kind of lawlessness again in Ashaiman. We want to again assure the people of Ashaiman that calm has been restored. The police and the military are determined to maintain the peace and that's what we are working on.
And that was the Ashaman Divisional Police Commander, Chief Superintendent David Eklu.
Now, meanwhile, the Ashaman Municipal Chief Executive Numu Adinote Addison has appealed to the people of the area to exercise restraint as funds are mobilized to complete the construction of the road. He explained that road works have delayed as a result of the revision of the original plan. He spoke to Agatha Samwa.
The assembly is doing something about the road network. This particular road is a dual carriage road which is being constructed by the central government. Before the issues, there was issues about roads in Ashaima. Government has constructed some of them. When you go to Jericho, the roads they have been constructed intact. You come to Vaku Flats, they've been done. We are left with this major road, the dual carriage road. In fact, it used to be a single lane, but because of the volume of traffic, we have all decided that it should be expanded. So it has been expanded to the extent that our two vehicles will bypass each other. So you can imagine how wide it is and the amount of money that is going into this project. There are some potholes on the road, and from time to time, the assembly comes with some intervention to bring some lateral to make it more trouble for people to use. But the contractor has left the site for some time now. He was complaining about money. We spoke to the road minister, and he has assured us that everything will be done so that the contractor will come back to site.
Well, the drivers are saying they will continue with the demonstration till the roads are tied. What assurances are you giving them?
I'm appealing to them that we are doing something that could it be today. In actual fact, if they had petitioned us, what happened today wouldn't have happened. We are appealing to them to remain calm. We are going to ensure that the road is not in trouble.
That was Municipal Chief Executive for Ashaman, Numu Adinote Addison.
I'm still on Ashaman. Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mutala Mohammed, says government is concerned about the plight of the people of Ashaman and has taken note of their demands. Speaking in an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Mohammed said adequate measures will be taken to address all their concerns. He appeals to residents to exercise restraint and not take the law into their hands. Mr. Mohammed spoke with Agatha Samwa.
Government is profoundly concerned about the plight of everybody in Ghana, including the residents of Ashaman. Government has taken note of their concerns and that the appropriate action will be taken. The tools that virtually vandalized property, and some reportage indicates that even the toll booth, they took over the toll. We think that is not acceptable. That if you have concerns, there are genuine ways those concerns can be addressed.
And that was Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mutala Mohammed.
Now, away from the protests in Ashaman, former German President Horst Koller is advocating a revolution in Ghana's educational system with emphasis on skills training. Mr. Koller was interacting with President John Mahama at the Flagstaff House in Accra when he led a delegation to call on him. He noted that the world is moving towards a direction where only highly skilled and industrialized countries can achieve a breakthrough in development. The former German president is in the country to attend an European African Entrepreneurs Meeting. Pascal Inadadivo with a report.
Former German President Horst Koller is an economist by profession, and his passion is with how to expand growth across all sectors with focus on creating jobs for the youth. Germany is a country which places much premium on skills acquisition and vocational training. The opposite, unfortunately, is what happens here in Ghana, where skills acquisition is regarded as a preserve of the unintelligent or poor. President John Mahama had skills training and entrepreneurship running high in his campaign message, and it is featured prominently in the NDC's manifesto. A number of modules under the Ghana Youth Employment Program offer beneficiaries with various skills like carpentry, tailoring, welding, metal fabrication and catering. Government has also expressed the desire to serve as facilitator to the private sector to set up training centers to assist in unearthing talent. The move to turn the country's polytechnics into technical universities is also under consideration. Former German President Horst Koller shares in the vision of President Mahama. He is worried that Africa has neglected technical skills acquisition for far too long. To him, it is a hindrance to development as many graduates come out annually to non-existent jobs.
Lack of skill is one of the reasons that the job creation in Africa is difficult, is too slow. And therefore, amongst others, I can tell you that the German federal government, on my advice, is working on reviewing our offer to developing countries regarding vocational training.
President John Mahama acknowledged that the main issue facing Ghana is a growing youth population and unemployment. He said there are ongoing educational reforms to introduce more practical subjects into the curricula. There are also moves to employ more skilled persons into the formal sector.
We have a growing job market that is looking for middle-level, highly skilled technical people. And so it needs technicians, it needs mechanics, it needs welders, it needs plumbers, it needs auto electricians and those kinds of people. But then we are producing MBAs and Bachelor of Arts and Marketing and so many such graduates. And the market is saturated and cannot absorb all of them. So how do we retrain these people so that they fit what the job market is looking for? Those are some of the issues we are looking at. And that's why I was happy you mentioned that the German government is considering scaling up its vocational training mode, because historically Germany is known for vocational and technical training.
Former German President Horst Köhler presented to President Mahama a report on perspectives for the youth.
Pascalina Dadivo reporting.
Vice President Pakwesi Emisa Afa has left for Switzerland to attend the Adam Smith Seminar. The seminar, slated for today and tomorrow, is a gathering of global economists, finance ministers, central bankers, chief executives of corporations, and people in academia from all five continents to discuss regional and global economic issues. A statement from the office of the vice president said he is expected to address the gathering on Ghana's present conditions, economic policy, and the outlook for the economy and investments. The vice president is expected to return on Saturday, 29th June.
President John Dramani Mahama has nominated 7 new metropolitan, municipal and district chief executives in the Western region. A statement from the office of the president, signed by the Minister for Local Government and Rural Development, Akwesi Opongfosu, gave the nominees as Oscar Ofori-Labi, Alwin Daniel Kemambe to Ishen for Elembele, Robert Wisdom Kujo goes to Pristia Huni Valley, and Christiana Kobina for Takwan Swayim. The rest are Stephen Bidwe Champon Wasa Menfi East, Victor Meisu for Wasa Menfi West, and Peter Nkwa for Sisi Akontomra.
Minister of Local Government and Rural Development Akwesi Opongfosu has attributed the failure of government policies to over-politicization. According to him, the country has good laws and policies that can accelerate socio-economic development. However, the failure to implement them is as a result of the way such policies are tainted with political colors. Launching the Ghana Students Industrial Attachment Programs on Sanitation in Accra, Mr. Opongfosu said metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies have good bylaws that deal with sanitation, but the implementation has always been stifled by political barriers. Phyllis Kofi reports.
The Ghana Students Industrial Attachment Program is a career pathfinder designed to help students find and develop their career whilst in school. It is also a means to form a synergy between the academia and industries. Areas students can apply for include sanitation management, oil and gas, mining, building and construction, automobile, among others. The initiative is by the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development in collaboration with the Ministry of Information and Media Relations and Zoom Lion Ghana. The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Akwesi Opongfosu, said the ministry is now taking bold steps to ensure that MMDAs apply the sanitation laws to the latter. He also announced that the ministry and the MMDAs are going to ensure that hawkers along all major highways of the country are moved.
Ensuring that the bylaws on environmental sanitation are applied by the various MMDAs. To a large extent, all that is going on are self-inflicted problems arising out of indiscipline. Recently, one of the ambassadors called on me and he was surprised at what is happening at Kasua, where cables have taken over the road, the median and the main road, and are doing their training. These things don't happen anywhere.
and that was Minister of Local Government and Rural Development Akwesi Opon-Fosu, ending that report by Felix Kofi.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. Calm returns to Ashaman as police arrest 11 protesters. President Mahama nominates 7 MMDCs for Western Region. And still to come, Supreme Court adjourns election 2012 petition hearing to tomorrow to allow petitioners study KPMG reports on pink sheets. 4 prisoners hanged in Nigeria for armed robbery and murder. Taliban attack Afghan presidential palace. And in football, Ghana's Black Satellites bow out of ongoing under 20 tournament after losing to Spain. We'll be back.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. International accounting firm KPMG has formally presented its final report on the audit of pink sheets submitted by the petitioners to the Supreme Court. The head of audit at KPMG, Ni Amanododu, who tendered the report in evidence yesterday, said it is in 5 volumes. He also said 15 copies each have been made and filed to the court for onward presentation to parties and the judges. All the parties acknowledged receipt of the report, but the court refused an application by lead counsel for the petitioners, Philip Addison, demanding soft copies from KPMG. The court has since adjourned to Wednesday, the 26th of this month, after Mr. Addison requested for 2 days to study the report. Bubuki Nugu has the rest of the story.
KPMG first made a draft copy of the report available to the parties, and after deliberations with the parties over the draft report, the firm compiled the final report. It was not initially clear how the report should be submitted to the court. While lead counsel for the NDC, Chachi Chikata, requested that a representative of the firm mount the witness box to tender in the report, the court was of the view that once the authenticity of the report is not in doubt and none of the parties has raised any objections to the report, it could be accepted by consensus, with the parties still having the right to cross-examine the representative of the firm on it. Mr. Chikata, however, maintained that it will be advantageous for the report to be tendered. In view of this, the court called on the representative of KPMG to tender the documents.
My name is Ni Amano Dodu.
Where are you?
My lord, I work with KPMG. I am a partner with the firm. I head the audit practice.
You know why you are here?
Yes, my lord.
Why are you here?
I get to present our report to the court, my lord.
The report concerning what? The fight at Maribel Estes?
My lord, our firm was appointed a referee in this matter. We have completed the task under the court order, and we are here to present the completed report.
Do you have the report for
me? Yes, my lord, I do.
Yes. Can you describe it briefly? What it consists of?
My lord, our report is made up of the main body of the report itself and accompanying appendices. They are contained in a 5-volume document, 15 copies of which were delivered to the registrar for onward submission to all the parties.
Yeah, so where is the report?
I have them here, my lord.
Yes. What do you want to do with it?
I'd like to tender them in evidence.
No objection. This is standard.
No objection.
No objection, my lord.
No objection, my lord.
No objection. For the meantime, this should be sufficient for him. So, while you are temporarily discharged with the gratitude of the entire court, our provisional gratitude will give you the final and full gratitude at the completion of So you may be recalled if the parties so. If they don't, then that's fine. Thank you.
The court showed great appreciation to the KPMG for the work done. However, a major controversy ensued when the lead counsel for the petitioners, Philip Addison, applied for a soft copy of the report. All the respondents objected to the application on the ground that it is in clear violation of the agreement reached by all the parties with the firm.
My lord, perhaps to assist us in the quick examination of the report, I don't know if the referees could be requested to provide us with soft copies of the report. We will pay for it because that will assist us.
My lord, no. We agreed
we agreed on this. My lord, during the meeting, it was part of the terms of engagement. The referee was quite categorical. They will keep one soft copy and give everybody hard copy. And those were the terms of engagement. And there's a reason for that.
My lord, I mean, we need the electronic copy. If they don't need it, that is fine. All we are asking for is the electronic copy of this report. That's all. We'll pay for it if there is a cost. They don't have to ask for it if they don't need it. That is all. And I'm sure it can easily be provided by the referee. And the rules provide for it.
I don't know why the fuss is being made. We all agree it was part of the rules of engagement that only one soft copy will be provided and kept under lock and key. Everybody else gets a hard copy. It's too late to change the rules now, and we object to it.
Now, well, these documents are now court documents, and all we are asking for is a copy of these documents in a soft form. I cannot see why anybody would take an objection to this. It sounds very strange to us.
Counsel should not make it sound as if I'm saying something strange. Those were the rules of engagement.
My lord, it has always been my understanding that we would receive a hard copy. That's what we have received, and anyone who needs copies can photocopy this, my lord.
My lord, respectfully, there is good reason for the agreement that was reached between all the parties and the referee. There is very good reason for it. My lord, we do not wish to cast any aspersions on anybody, but the dangers of reproduction in a manner that is not authorized are real. We have to call a spade a spade. There have already been issues in this court where even hard copies are transmogrified from a certain number of boxes to another number of boxes.
The representative of the firm, Mr. Dodu, was called upon once again to clarify the position.
My lord, ordinarily we do not give soft copies of work papers, reports out to the parties for which we would do any engagement. And that's from a risk management perspective. So that, you know, those documents which bear our names will not be subject to any changes that may be attributable to the report in its original form. I can understand if you say no such agreement on the final report, but we did not discuss it within the context of draft, final, or anything. It was just that soft copies will not be made available. So specifically relating to final report, yes, we did not make specific reference to a final report, but we did speak about soft copies and limitations on their distribution.
Based on the answers provided by Ni Dodu, the court refused the application. Meanwhile, Mr. Addison had also applied for 2 credits to study the report, but once again, the respondents opposed the application on the basis that 2 days is too long a time to look at the report, especially that the parties were long giving the draft, which is not substantially different from the final report. Also pending is an application by the petitioners demanding the Electoral Commission to produce the collation sheets from some 13 constituencies. After considering arguments from all the sides, the court adjourned the case to Wednesday, the 16th of this month, for continuation. For now, all the parties are still convinced that their positions have been vindicated by the KPMG report. Regigana gathers that the count of the registrar's copies revealed 13,926 pink sheets, out of which 3,593 were duplicates. This then brings the total to 10,333 distinct pink sheets. The presiding judge's copies, however, amounted to 9,860. It is also revealed that 871 pink sheets found in the judge's set could not be found among the registrar's copies. According to the spokesperson of the MPP legal team, Gloria Akufo, about 1,097 of the pin sheets used by the respondents could not also be found among the copies of the registrar.
Ubu Kinogo reporting.
In a related development, the Supreme Court has issued a final warning to journalists, lawyers and other social commentators to desist from misreporting the proceedings in court. President of the court, Justice Atuguba, who was obviously unhappy with the situation, said the court will no longer hesitate to mete out the appropriate sanctions to offenders.
We've been given warnings, without achieving results. We did not want to take any drastic action, but it is our duty to uphold the authority of the state. We have no power to let down the authority of the state
The power is not ours. So we do not want to surrender the authority of the state to any individual or group of people. The authority of the state is paramount. We have drawn attention to unacceptable statements made by council and the media, and giving indication that we will not accept that situation. But it seems not to be yielding any fruits. Accordingly, we are taking the position that any person, be he in the media or not, who crosses the final touch line of proper coverage and reportage on our court proceedings will be met with the appropriate response from this court. As I said, is to uphold the authority of the state, because when the authority of the state is submerged to the authority of individuals, then the state ceases to exist, and anarchy and overmighty subjects then reign. We cannot accept that. Let me give examples. Last Thursday, I think that was Friday or Saturday, there was a publication in the Daily Guide giving a certain twist to the discovery of, alleged discovery of mapping sheets. The sheets that were lost have been found. I have directed that the KPMG should come for them. When they come for them, it's going to balance out certain things. I mean, this type of thing. And another matter concerning, the final report which has been tendered. I was informed by my colleagues that the entire report was already in the press before even we received it. So let it be known, much as we do not want to visit any unpleasantness on anybody, it is our bounden duty to uphold the authority of the state in its judicial sector. Therefore, this acquisition of uncontrolled power to do what people want in relation to twists and spins on our proceedings will be halted through the sanctions of the court.
Presiding judge hearing the presidential election petition, Mr. Justice William Atuguba. We'll take a short break.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. Four prisoners have been hung in southern Nigeria in what is believed to be the first executions in 7 years. The Justice Commissioner for the state said the prisoners were convicted for armed robbery or murder. Amnesty International said the executions represented a truly dark day for human rights in Nigeria. More than 1,000 prisoners in Nigeria are believed to be on death row. Militants have attacked the presidential palace and government buildings in the Afghan capital, Kabul. More than half a dozen explosions were heard as they clashed with security personnel at the palace's eastern gate. The defense ministry says all the attackers have been killed. The Taliban said they carried out the assault.
And in football, the Black Satellites of Ghana yesterday suffered their second defeat at the hands of their Spanish counterparts after losing by a lone goal in their second Group A game at the ongoing FIFA Under 20 World Cup at the Tech Telecom Arena in Turkey. The Spaniards, who dictated the pace of the game from the early stages, saw their Ghanaian counterparts coming under intense pressure, giving away lots of chances in the goal area. In the 13th minute, Rodriguez dribbled his way through the Satellites' defense to slot home the opener for the Spaniards. In the 27th minute, Clifford Abuja's effort at the edge of their opponent's vital area zoomed straight into the waiting hands of the goalkeeper Daniel Sotres. Referee Benjamin Williams brought the first half to an end immediately. The Satellites missed another golden opportunity. The Satellites' arrowhead, Richmond Bwachi Yadom, nearly pulled even for Ghana later in the second half after rounding off his markers, but his powerful drive flew narrowly above the crossbar. Ghana's final group game is on Thursday against USA, who also drew 1-1 with France in the other group fixture.
And now to win the news, the main points again. 11 people have been arrested following violent protest in Ashaiman yesterday. Ashaiman Divisional Police Commander Chief Superintendent David Eklu said calm has been restored to the area, but cautioned residents to desist from such lawless action. And President Mahama has made new nominations for Metropolitan, Municipal and District Chief Executives for the Western Region. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana, presented by Lily Defoe
and Doreen Ampofo.